Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Final results from France's first round of presidential elections confirmed that centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron and nationalist anti-immigration candidate Marine Le Pen are heading into a runoff in 2 weeks. It will be the first time in the history of the modern French Republic that the presidency will be held by a member of a non-traditional party, highlighting a deep anti-establishment sentiment that ultimately could determine whether France remains a part of the EU or follows an independent path like the post-Brexit Britain and the United States under Donald Trump. President Trump has again made separate telephone calls from the White House to leaders of Japan and China to discuss concerns about North Korea. The calls were meant to increase pressure on Pyongyang not to engage in any further provocative actions. Meantime, a third U.S. citizen has been detained while trying to depart North Korea. Soon-Yun Lee is a Korea scholar at Tufts University.
This latest detainment, of course, comes on the heels of escalation in rhetoric by both North Korea and the United States. And I would think this is an attempt by North Korea to use this human living individual as a political card against the Trump administration.
The detainee, Toby Kim, is a professor at Pyongyang University of Science and Technology. In Afghanistan, the defense minister and army chief have resigned after an attack by Taliban militants at an Afghan military base in the northern city of Mazar-e-Sharif. As many as 140 soldiers were killed. Meantime, the U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has made an unscheduled visit. This is VOA News.